seems like it. Because it's rough, like it's going, like it's...
That's the bike from that. It's going to be dead. I hope it's not in the tonic box. I hope it's not in the tonic box. Yeah.
Now showing. Now we've got.
I'm still not hearing anything in the headphones.
We got something on the VU meter, though.
We got that something from the left side, but nothing on the right, and we got nothing in the headphones.
We got. All right.
I can hear something on this, though.
Is something wrong?
I just heard myself talk on here.
Is it being ill?
No.
Oh, that's like the background.
Chuck says I can hear. Jeff says I can hear you loud and clear.
Can you hear us talking? Can you hear us talking, Jeff? I can hear Matt. Jeff, can you? Jeff Bray, can you hear us talking? Can you hear us talking? Van Halen's not running. We may have to do this without commercials. Hello? Jeff, can you? Can you hear Van Halen, Jeff? Can you hear Van Halen? Jeff, can you hear Jump? You can hear me talking loud and clear on the mic, not through the laptop computer, but you can't hear Van Halen. You cannot hear Van Halen. Okay, we've got nothing coming out of the laptop. They're hearing our voices. No Van Halen. No Van Halen, but you hear me talking into the mic. Okay. So we're going to have to do this without testing 1, 2. You can hear me counting down loud and clear. 10, 9, 8, 7. We've got no sound coming from the laptop. We've got no. Try another cord. We did that. We went to a second cord. You hear me loud and clear right now. But you hear me loud and clear. Well, wow, no sound out of the computer. No sound off the laptop menu. No sound off the laptop menu. Those of you who are attempting to join us here on scorersbroadcast.com, for some unknown reason, we have no sound off our laptop menu. So all of our sound elements from the laptop temporarily not working at all. So this will be play-by-play in color with all audio done live right here. Got it. Down.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. lounge so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG, American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at the Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot. That was one of those no great shots. Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going for serve. Sydney in the lead by five. Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores Broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoop action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, three on one. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Mixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good afternoon to you all once again here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Matt Zerker, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. Chuck returns on Tuesday for our boys Division IV regional semis at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. We've got the last of our two district championship games, Division III style, from here at UD today. on scoresbroadcast.com, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. The Anna Rockets, 23-2 on the year, champs of the Shelby County League, ranked in the top 10 in the state in boys Division III all year long against Clark Montessori from Cincinnati, a team that's 16-8 on the year, owns a couple of big victories over Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy. It's a team that's not big. It's a team that doesn't shoot threes very well. It's a team that will run up and down the floor, turn it into a track meet if possible, drive it to the basket, and get fouled often. This club makes 19 free throws a game, shoots fouls at a 71% clip. It's a 29% three-point shooting team. Anna, by contrast, shoots threes at about 43.5%. Anna darn near a 50% shooting club on the entire season. The Rockets do know what getting up and down the floor is all about. Anna's averaging 75.5 points a game. It could be first one to 65 or 70 wins. It'll be a very interesting game here as Anna takes on Clark Montessori, and at stake a district championship of birth in the regional semifinals against Dayton Stivers at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. 8 o'clock on Wednesday, Dayton Stivers in a mild upset defeated Deer Park 74-62, or I should say 76-62, in a game just completed here at the UD Arena about 30 minutes ago. Oh, what a season for the Anna Rockets, champs of the Shelby County League. Just two setbacks all year long, beating Rushi twice, Fort Loramie twice, splitting with Jackson Center. Other setback was to Minster last weekend of the season. Victories out of the league against the likes of Marion Local, St. Henry, Versailles. Superb campaign for head coach Barhorst and the Rockets, who placed three on the all-Shelby County League first team. Griffin Dosick, Riley Yuleskamp, Bart Bixler. And Griffin, by the way, first team All-Southwest District Division III. Bixler made the third team. It's an explosive Rockets team. If Anna's getting up and down the floor pretty smoothly, Anna will shoot a lot of layups because Clark Montessori will play Anna's way. Rockets aren't playing a Jackson Center type. We're going to limit this game to about two-thirds the possessions you're normally used to, Anna. We're going to go full tilt. So nothing held back in this game here this afternoon, Matt. It should be a fine contest. And these two teams will expend a lot of energy. Anna will have to go deep into its bench, I'm sure.
And Anna will have to do a good job of limiting the turnovers and limiting the transition points for Clark Montessori.
Yeah, you've got to make Clark Montessori do well in its half-court game. It would prefer to get 20, 30 points in this game against Anna. Fast break baskets, live ball turnovers, that sort of thing. And if Anna doesn't take care of the ball and commits 20, 25 floor errors, Rockets could be in trouble. Clark Montessori does own a couple victories over Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy, as I noted. No one else really notable on the schedule. It's a team that did lose 8 times, plays in the Miami Valley Conference, a club with not a lot of size. In fact, this team that Anna is playing here in the third game of 4 at the UD Arena is not as big as Redding. Versailles was a little bigger than Redding in our earlier game today. Redding bigger than Clark Montessori, Anna's opponent, here in a few minutes. We expect Griffin Dosick to not have a field day, but I tell you what, Griffin Dosick could explode. He's looking for 20-plus points in this contest against Clark Montessori. Anna Rockets are the visiting team on the scoreboard, wearing the green with white trim. Clark Montessori, the home white, royal blue numbers, with royal blue piping down the sides of the shorts. Opening five being introduced for the Anna Rockets. Griffin Dosick, 16 points a game, 6'5 senior. He is joined by Isaac Leininger at guard, 5'11 junior, 6 points a game. Riley Uelskamp at guard, 5'10", a junior, 14 a game. Mark Bixler at guard, 5'11", nearly 16 a game. And Carter Elliott, 9 points per outing, a senior, 6 feet, 4 inches tall. You can bet the likes of Cameron Stewart, Bryce Meyer, just to name a couple, will be on the floor fairly quickly before this afternoon is very far along. I count on Justin Murray to spell Dosik, no doubt, in the middle a little bit toward the end of each quarter. The starting five for Clark Montessori is not a big group at all. In fact, 1 6-foot-4-inch player is Marlon Lyons. He plays in the post. He's averaging 14 points a game. He's a senior. The guards are 5'9" tall. Oddly enough, Uelskamp and Bixler will be at least as tall as the two Clark Montessori guards, Matt. Maybe a half an inch, 3/4 inch taller.
Yeah, Anna's going to need to take advantage of that size.
Yeah. Other starters for Clark Montessori, Miles Faison, 6 foot senior, and Brazil Moore, a 5'7" senior. So it's a team of mighty mites for Clark Montessori. Short club. 3 young men among the starting five, less than 5'10" tall. And it's going to be a track meet, maybe a cross-country meet, before the evening is over, as these two teams will go up and down the floor for many miles through the course of this game. Opening tip to start the contest, Marlon Lyons jumping against Griffin Dosik, and it's smacked into backcourt. It's picked off on the play by Riley Uelskamp of Anna. Up ahead to Leininger, into Dosik. Right away, Dosik goes right at the post player of Montessori. Lyons missed it right in front. 7-footer. Rebound, Clark Montessori. Here they go. Down the floor, it's Brazil Moore. He drives into the left corner of Leininger. Around two players and bounced it off the leg of Elliott of Anna out of bounds. Opening 23 seconds. No score. Anna got the opening shot. Dosik missed it in the paint. Ball lobbed in 30 feet away. It's DeShante Hawkins. Far left side of the floor. Pull up Jay. 17-footer. Bingo. Right out of the shoot. Sean Ely connects. It was a deuce. Here is Anna countering quickly down the floor. Uelskamp, Bixler. Bixler all the way to the cup. Stops. Lays it in. Good play by Anna to counter. Triple try right away for Montessori. Overshot. Didn't catch rim. Long rebound to Uelskamp, who picked it off in the right corner. Threw it down the floor to Dosik, baseline right. He goes opposite, other side of the floor. Pass is short, intercepted by Moore. Moore down the floor to Faison. Drives, blew it, way short. Rebound Anna. He was in too much of a hurry. Here comes Uelskamp. Here comes Bixler. Fakes right, goes left, baseline. Has the ball taken away. Stripped. Nicely done by Hawkins of Montessori. He'll take it 90 feet all the way to the rim. Too strong. Rebound Leininger to Dosik. My goodness, this is more than a track meet. It's the Olympics already. Here's a foul line jump shot, 15-footer. Yes, knocked in by Elliott. Good feed by Dosik. And Anna leads it by a score of 4-2. Already, Matt, in about a minute and 30 seconds, what, 5 possessions each way?
Yeah, it's going to be more of the same.
Here's a short baseline jump shot by Sean Ely. Off the iron, no good. Rebound Bixler. Deep left corner, Uelskamp. Long three-pointer. Got it. He hits it. Uelskamp pours it in. We've got a timeout on the floor already. In fact, a player for the Rockets may have a little scratch of blood on his face. The official could have spotted it. 6:04 left to go here in the first quarter. Anna striking 7-2. Rockets in the lead. We'd like to remind our listeners that we are on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Well, back to live action. Clark Montessori with a beautiful feed. It was Faison who broke into the lane. He was doubled up by Anna as he penetrated deep, and then he made a nifty ditch off on the play to Marlon Lyons, who nearly dunked it. He finger rolled it over the rim to make it a 7-4 score in favor of the Rockets, who turn it over at the timeline promptly after that Montessori field goal. 5:34 to go here in the first quarter. Frenetic pace, high-octane game. Here's a drive into the paint area. On the run, Clark Montessori puts it up. It's missed on the play by Sean Ely. Rebound down to Hannah. Long throw, 70-footer, picked off at the other end by Montessori. Here comes Clark down the floor. Baseline left, it's Hawkins. 15-foot jump shot, short. Rebound taken down by Anna. Cameron Stewart on the court now. He catches it top of the key. Baseline to Bixler. Bixler drives, goes way up in the air. His arm is yanked. Down he goes. Shot doesn't go in, but he's got two free throws coming. Wow, let's hope the Rockets come out of this game, Matt, with nobody getting hurt. Already, it's been rough and tumble, fast and physical. 7-4, Anna, 3 minutes gone. Bixler shoots and hits. A lot of rim action, down through it went.
The rims have been kind to the shooters both Friday and today.
Yep, sure have. We saw a three-point shot last Friday by Christopher Elkert, I should say, of Jackson Center. It was about a 25-footer. It hit the back of the rim, went way up in the air about 15 feet. It skyrocketed toward the rafters here at the UD Arena and came back down and swished. Everybody had chalked up on their scorecard a miss for Elkert on that play, but it counted, of course, as a three. Two free throws by Bixler of Anna.
Right, and then we had a foul on Griffin Dosek on the attempt.
Griffin,
so the shot counted, but he gets a foul.
A tough break for Anna. Griffin Dosek with a big elbow thrown on the made free throw by Bixler. And here's Montessori's Hawkins countering with a baseline J. He hits it, and then Montessori makes a steal against Anna. Quickly down the floor, driving layup by Hawkins. No good. Rebound Dosek to Stewart, who's in. Baseline left to Bixler. Fadeaway 8-footer, banked it in. 11-6 in favor of Anna. Here's Clark Montessori countering quickly. Coming down the floor, out of control is Marlon Lyons. Handoff to Shawnee Hawkins. Looked like he might have charged, ruled a block in the act of shooting. He's got two free throws coming. 10 possessions by my count each way, and we have played less than half the first quarter. Fans, you heard me right in the pregame when I said it was going to be a track meet and then some. I was not kidding you. Free throw by DeShante Hawkins. He is up and it rolls around, goes right down through the ropes.
5 turnovers already for Anna. They've got to do a better job of handling the ball.
Indeed, that's a critical figure. Second free throw, Hawkins rattles, goes in to make it 11-8, Anna. Then the Rockets are fouled in backcourt, unnecessarily so, some 75 feet from the rim. Tell you what, this is going to be a foul frenzy. The clubs are going to have to count on bench support. That's all there is to it. Advantage Anna, I think, in that regard. 3-point lead, Anna. We played 3 minutes and 50 seconds. Here's Riley Hilskamp down the floor, stops on the arc, hands it off to Isaac Leininger. Now to Cameron Stewart in the lane. Stewart pivots from 8 feet and banked it in. Nicely done. 13-8 in favor of Anna. 3:50 left to go here in the second quarter of play. Dribble drive on the arc. It's Ely. Goes baseline right to Hawkins, right back to Ely. Errant pass, intercepted by Dosek. Long 40-footer down to Hilskamp. Fadeaway 3 ball, hit the back rim. Rebound pinballed around, picked up baseline left by Bixler. Tries to go to Stewart, intercepted. Taken away by Hawkins, down to Faison. Faison hit a teammate running toward the rim. It's right back to Hawkins for the gimme. 13-10, Anna up 3. Isaac Leininger 30 feet away for Anna. Gets a screen out on the floor from Dosek. Goes to Stewart between circles. Right flank, Hilskamp. Right back to Stewart, baseline right. Cross-court pass, Leininger. Open, 3-pointer short. Rebound tipped up in the air by Hilskamp, no. Dosek scraps for it on the deck. It's ruled touch by a green jersey. Out of bounds to Clark Montessori, 13-10, Anna. We played 5 minutes here in the opening quarter. Cameron Stewart's been in for Anna, 6'1 junior. And Carter Elliott back on the floor, 6'4 senior. He was out briefly. Cameron Stewart remains. Dosick gets her respite. Oh, they clear out. This Clark Montessori, the right side of the floor, left open for the driver. And here's Brazil Moore. He took it the last 30 feet all the way to the cup. He wouldn't be stopped. He laid it in. And Clark Montessori is within one, 13-12, 2:42 to go first quarter. Blocking foul on Clark Montessori, far right side of the floor. Boy, you can tell Matt players are gasping already. Here's Hulskamp, top of the key. Oh, pass, backdoor cut, intended for Bixler. Broken up and stolen by Clark Montessori, another Anna miscue. Ball thrown on the arc to the jump shooter, who drives into the lane, puts up a 10-footer, it danced in. Sean Healy got the roll. Anna needs a timeout. Too many mistakes by the Rockets. Clark Montessori is running up and down the floor at will, and now leads 14-13, 2:25 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Well, it's beginning to look like the team with fewer mistakes might prevail in this game. Anna clearly the favorite. After the timeout, it's Dosick in the middle of the floor. Goes foul line. Up and down he goes. Turnover, what, 8 or 9?
8.
Wow. Anna Rockets on a pace for 30 turnovers. Not a good sign here at the start. Clark leads at 14-13. Clark Montessori to midcourt. It's Brazil Moore. Cross to Sean Ealy. In the lane to Lyons. Fadeaway 8-footer deflected on the play by Dosick into the hands of Hulskamp. He sprints up the floor. Right side to Bixler. Bixler on the bounce. Cuts, top of the circle. Hand off to Cam Stewart. Stewart defended well. Goes right corner, Hulskamp. Around one man, another. Little leaner block taken away. Here comes Montessori. Down the floor, it's Moore. Deep right corner, Ealy. Long three ball glanced off the rim. Rebound Stewart to Dosick for Anna, which trails 14-13. Minute 20 to go, first period. Here's a great drive to Dosick into the paint area. Finger roll sideways, up and good. And then Clark Montessori, in too big of a hurry, steps in too soon. On the inbounds pass, Anna gets a second quick possession, leading by one, 15-14. A minute 22 to go here in the first quarter. Hulskamp, baseline left to throw in. Hands on the play to Elliott, to Leininger on the arc. He's picked up by Lyons. Leininger dribbling, hand off to Cam Stewart, 30 feet away, now 20 feet away. And here's great anticipation, a breakout steal by Brazil Moore. He took it 60 feet and flushed it. Clark Montessori on top. Quickly Anna, forecourt right. Hulskamp tries to light it up behind the arc. No good. Long rebound, Clark Montessori. Ealy the other way. Up and in. Ealy leaked out. Was that score correct, Matt? 16-15,
yes.
Clark? I may have had Clark in the lead on the previous goal. Scoreboard can't keep up with the points. I sure can't. 38 seconds left in the first. Anna down one. Ball thrown to Dosick, short corner, baseline left, pivots in the lane, and he flips up a little 7-footer in over the outstretched arm of Lyons. Good shot, but Dosick gives Anna the lead. 20 seconds left to go, first quarter. 17-16 Rockets. Here's Ealy at midcourt. Handoff on the play to Brazil Moore. Moore outside the arc, goes to Faison. Faison handoff to Hawkins, 8 seconds left in the period. Anna's got to be stout on defense. Leininger guarding Moore on the arc. Ball thrown, baseline right. Pivoting, turning, shooting is Terrence McLean, a junior, in off the bench. No good at the buzzer. Anna with a slim one-point lead after 1-17-16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Welcome back to the UD Arena. Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. Anna up a point, but the ominous figure on the scoreboard up to the right, Matt, is the fact that the Rockets have committed one short of 10 turnovers in 8 minutes.
Compared to just two for Clark Montessori. The Rockets need to do a much better job here in the second quarter handling the ball.
They sure do. At times, Anna might be going a little bit too hasty. And Montessori prefers you to speed yourself up. Anna's got to be a little bit more disciplined. Rockets start the second quarter with possession. Dosik deep in the right corner, back to the basket. Works hard. Hits a cutter down the lane at Juleskamp. Oh, what a feed. Juleskamp on the finish. 19-16, Anna by three. Well, if you make baskets, Clark Montessori can't get out and go. Although they'll try to do anything anytime. Oh, here's a beautiful give and go by Clark Montessori. Cutting right down the lane. Brazil Moore took the feed from Sean Ely and beat Anna to the rim, laid it up and through. Rockets have the ball deep in the right corner. Here's a good drive by Carter Elliott. He bullied his way into the paint and banked it in. Timeout, Clark Montessori. 7:14 left, second quarter. Rockets up three, 21-18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
We are back to live action here at the UD Arena. Clark Montessori with the ball. Baseline left. Open player. Hawkins takes a 12-footer and buries it. 21-20. Anna's lead is cut right back to one. 30 feet out. Bixler gets a screen from Dosik. Dosik rolls. Bixler keeps it. Enters the paint, pulls up inside the stripe, in and out on the 14-footer. Rebound Montessori. Here comes Hawkins. He explodes down the floor, all the way to the rack. He's got it. Anna not as quick as Clark Montessori. Hard to believe, as quick as Anna is. But they've met their match in this game. Steal midcourt. Taken away by Brazil Moore. Moore hits a teammate cutting toward the rim. It's Lyons. He kissed one in off the window. 24-21, Montessori up three. Anna back into Jiffy. Bart Bixler into the paint area. Leaner from 8 feet, good. 24-23, Montessori in the lead by one. Here's a long three-pointer, right flank by Ely. Swish, he made it. Not ordinarily a good three-point shooting team is Montessori, but that one was all cord. Anna down four. Outside the arc on the left, it's Dosik. Shot fake. Beats Lyons to the rim. Up and good. And a foul. An and one for Griffin Dosik. He beat the big man. Lyons off the bounce. Started slashing toward the rim. 17 feet out on the floor. And he slipped down the right side of the lane. Went up and under Lyons, who hacked him. Dosik with a chance to cut the deficit from 2-1. Free throws in the air, much too strong, and the board is yanked down to Faison of Montessori. 5:44 to go, first half. Anna down two. 30 feet out, it's Ashani Hawkins on a weave. Dishes to Brazil Moore, picked up by Stewart. Attempted back cut, no pass there. Circling out high, Hawkins swings it cross court to a teammate. Great shot fake by him. He lays it up and scores. Nice job, Miles Faison. Beautiful play. Gave the head fake. Couple of rockets went up. And then it was an easy two. And here is a steal. Ball yanked away from Bixler. Theft by Hawkins. Look at him go. The other way. Got it for two more. And is in some hot water. Rockets playing mighty fast. Maybe too much so for their own good. And Clark Montessori is the speediest team the Rockets maybe have ever seen. 5 minutes to go first half. Anna down six on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, Matt, the amazing stat to me so far, given that Anna plays very good defense, Rockets, they defend well at both ends of the floor. There's so many two-way players on this club. Only two turnovers, though, for Clark Montessori, as fast as this club is performing at a high rate, but only two miscues.
And shooting 56% from the field. There's been a lot of easy shots.
Indeed, yep, about seven layups. Here is Murray out on the arc for Anna after the timeout. High-low action down into Dosik. He catches near the rim and drops it home. 31-27, Montessori by four. Four and a half to go here in the second quarter. Here's Hawkins, 30 feet away. Handoff on the play to Ely for Montessori. Four-point lead for the White Shirts. Anna defending. 25 feet out on the floor is Dosik guarding. And here's a good drive. It's Brazil Moore. Beats his Rocket defender to the rim. Shovels it. Missed it, though. In traffic. Rebound down to Yulskamp for Anna. To the head of the key. Nearly walked. Behind him to Dosik for a 28-footer. Banged off the rim. Rebound left side. Elliott stripped. Taken away on the play by Montessori. Another turnover, Anna. Here's a spot-up three by Clark Montessori. Faison around the rim and out. Rebound down to Anna. Quickly, Bixler darts up ahead. Top of the key, foul line. Spin move in the lane. Up, no good, but a foul against Clark Montessori. 3:46 to go, second quarter. Clark 31, Anna 27. Rockets led at the end of the first quarter by one. Montessori now up four. Bixler with his hands on his knees. He's at the stripe. Free throw shot, no good. Missed it badly.
Rockets 2 of 4 at the line.
Anna, a standout free throw shooting team. 72.5% on the year. Over 80% in the fourth quarter of games. That foul shot by Bixler is dead center. 31-28, Montessori by 3. 3:40 left here in the second quarter. Montessori, forecourt to her right. It's Faison. He looks at the rim, lets it fly. Right in front of the Anna bench, triple, missed it. Rebound, danced off the iron, and it was tracked down in the corner by Bixler for Anna. Bixler up ahead, high left, looks inside for Dosik. Hemmed in momentarily. Handed off on the play to teammate Justin Murray. It goes mid-post, baseline left. Dosik, too many dribbles. You do that, you get it swiped. Here's a two-on-one break. Down the floor, Hawkins, no good. Rebound lost on the play by Montessori. Out of bounds to Anna. Break for the Rockets.
The Rockets did a nice job that time getting back on defense and preventing the easy layup.
Tell you what, Chuck, Matt. All right, tell you what, Matt. Anna's getting the ball down below the foul line, but they're putting it on the floor once too often.
Yeah, and instead of making a quick pass.
Yep. Super quick hands of Montessori are raking the ball away. Here's a long three-pointer. Bixler threw it to Yulskamp, left side of the floor. Good skip pass. The shot was no good. Went high in the air off the rim. Montessori could not gather the rebound. Anna will throw it in. Oh, a good cut to the basket. A beauty. Yulskamp to Bixler to the rim for two. 30, 130. Montessori by one. 2:39 to go here in the first half. Here comes Brazil Moore up the floor to Miles Faison. They back it out with Hawkins. He's at the UD logo center court.
Two of the last three possessions, they've been shooting jumpers. Anna needs to do that a lot more.
They spread the court. Hawkins drives. Dishes baseline right to Miles Faison. Shot deflected at the rim by Dosik. Lead out down the floor. It's Juleskamp. It's Bixler. Deflected off the backboard by Clark Montessori. Here comes Clark quickly up the floor. 2 minutes left, first half. Anna down one, 31-30. Here's Sean Ely between rings, and he looks at his head coach, who signals timeout. Two to play, first half. Anna behind by 8 points, 31-30, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Well, we might note that one of Clark Montessori's setbacks this year, and they've had a grand total of eight, is to Cincinnati Christian by 3 points, the team that Fort Loramie beat here in the D4 district title game at 5:30 on Friday. Here's Brazil Moore getting the inbounds pass for Clark Montessori. He missed the 15-footer. Rebound loose on the deck, and it dug off the hardwood by Hawkins. He goes up to shoot, fouled by Anna. It's incredible to me, Matt, the way that Clark Montessori plays, and only, what, two, three turnovers so far? We've almost played
something
two.
Something like that, yeah.
Almost finished two quarters. Foul shot. Hawkins missed. 1:42 left. Period number two.
Yeah, two turnovers for Clark Montessori, 12 for Anna.
Well, that kind of ratio is ominous. Second free throw is in. Hawkins cans the second. Clark Montessori by two. 32-30 over Anna. Backcourt, Juleskamp. Changes direction over the timeline. Ball nearly stolen. In trouble. Double teamed. Dumps it down. Right side of the floor. Dosik. Still 25 feet away. Now Griffin starts a drive. All the way to the rack. He won't be denied. Up and in. Formidable play by Dosik. He got the ball 25 feet out on the floor. He saw a lane. And espresso. He went right through. 32-32 tie. 1:10 left to go here in the first half. Clark Montessori's Hawkins signals play number two. He's picked up out near the UD logo by Bart Bixler. Under 60 seconds remaining, second quarter. Even Steven contest. Baseline left, Clark Montessori. It's Brazil Moore. Fadeaway 15-footer. It hit the back of the rim, went way up in the air, and right down through it went. Here's Juleskamp out of control for Anna. Driving left side of the lane. Off-balance shot, strong. Rebound down inside by Murray. Hooked it up, no good. Rebound, Clark Montessori. 35 seconds to go, first half. Out on the arc, handling the basketball, is Miles Faison. Clark may try to take the final shot. Let's see if they're patient enough to do so. Bixler guarding Hawkins, far side of the floor. Ball fed near side to Ely, 15 to play. 34-32, Montessori, late second quarter. Now they spread the floor. It's in the hands of Hawkins. Here he goes, driving hard. Oh, a late dish to a teammate. It's an easy layup for Miles Faison. Here's Juleskamp at midcourt. A long 50-footer off the top of the backboard. No good. And Rockets head to the locker room at intermission, needing to make some very critical adjustments. Clark Montessori has outplayed Anna through two quarters, 36-32. Biggest difference in this game, turnovers. Anna a dozen, Montessori only two. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report up next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. A four-point lead for Clark Montessori over Anna here at the halftime break. The quick hands of Anna's opponent are getting the job done. A lot of deflections, numerous steals, tip balls, and Clark Montessori gets it out and goes at pell-mell speed. And the pace is so frenetic, even Anna is not real comfortable with it so far. The Rockets have made 12 costly turnovers. Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You cannot beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook at Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Go to Goffney for high-quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney's got you covered. The very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect fitting mattress. Take advantage of 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. And don't forget, the big Beat the Taxman sale is in progress at Goffney right now. 6 years, no interest. And take advantage of additional savings at Goffney. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, which is the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. A few of the halftime stats, kind to Anna, but a few not so much. Matt, take it away.
Okay, Anna shot 56% in the first half. They were 14 of 25 from the field, 1 of 6 from three-point range, and 3 of 5 at the foul line. They collected 19 rebounds and, as we said before, committed those 12 turnovers. For Clark Montessori, they shot 47% at 16 of 34, 1 of 5 from three-point range, 3 of 4 at the line. They had 11 rebounds and only 2 turnovers. That difference in turnovers, 12 to 2, resulted in an 8-0 advantage for the Cougars in points off of turnovers.
And there's the difference in the game so far.
Again, and they've also taken, because of the turnovers, Clark Montessori's attempted 9 more shots. And when they shoot pretty close to the same percentage, Anna at 56 and Clark at 47, that makes up for the having 9 more shots, and they get more possessions and more baskets.
Yeah, Rockets with 8 more rebounds. That, though, is
negated by the turnovers.
Yep, certainly is. Offset and then some by a 12-2 turnover disadvantage for the Anna Rockets. Simply far too many mistakes. Will be interesting to see what is employed by head coach Nathan Barhorst here in the third quarter. Anna simply cannot keep these Montessori players in front of them. They can't stay between the Montessori offensive guards and the basket. They are slashing to the rim time and time again.
Another thing to note, Montessori, even though Anna has 26 points in the paint, Montessori, despite the height disadvantage, has 22. There's just too many easy shots for Montessori, and Anna's got to find a way to combat that.
Yeah, Montessori's gotten several fast break and transition baskets, a few live ball turnovers turned into points. They'll fast break on you after you hit a shot. Lo and behold, Clark Montessori, two passes, and they'll be blazing a trail the other direction. Anna simply's got to be more alert. I'm sure the Rockets are drained. They've gone to the bench. They've played eight so far. Clark Montessori, I think, has played only
one
extra man. McLean off the bench. Only six have performed action for Montessori. Depth will be a telling factor. Hopefully that weighs in Anna's advantage down the stretch. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Anna Rockets on the short end of a 36-32 count here at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee, cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Matt Zerker. Chuck McBee returns on Tuesday for the Boys Division IV Regional Championships at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. We'll have two semifinal games for you on Tuesday night. Webcast time, 5:15, Fort Loramie Jackson Center, followed by Marion Local, or I should say St. Henry, which beat Marion Local, and Springfield Catholic Central in the second game of that twin bill at 8 p.m. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation that is absolutely second to none. For many years now, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the region. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, to name a few, you're always covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supply, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. And thanks as well in Rushi to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi. Tell Jolene Renderly, the shop owner, that you heard about her store right here on Scores Broadcast. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, has grown to include 8 divisions and the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Check them out on Facebook, facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Clark Montessori possession. We start the third quarter, and right away, Healy tries to drive on Bixler, who shuts him off. Rockets, a speedy club. They like to play at a fast pace, but that's right into the hands of Clark Montessori, which gets a very athletic field goal to start the third quarter. Miles Faison took the ball 25 feet away, made a dipsy-do move in the lane, and shoveled it high off the backboard and in. And Anna gets a break here at midcourt. Fuelskamp has it taken away, but it's ruled a reach-in against Clark Montessori. That was going to be a quick two the other direction. 38-32, Montessori with its biggest lead, 6. Anna needs a good beginning of the second half. Here's Leininger, inbounding to Hillscamp, 30 feet away. Down the left side to Isaac Leininger. On the bounce, still dribbling. Yep, there's no way Clark Montessori would have 38 points against the Jackson Center, but this is the way Anna plays, much like Montessori. Oh, what a move by Bart Bixler. He made a hard drive down below the foul line, stopped on a dime, rose up and hit a 12-footer. 38-34, Montessori by 4. Deep in the right corner, it's Lyons for Montessori, and he makes a turnover. Only the third for Anna's opponent here tonight. Here's Leininger, here's Stosic, forecourt left. Left corner, Elliott. Tied up momentarily. Mid-post, Dosic. Baseline drive to the rim. Oh, it wouldn't crawl over. He was hacked on the wrist. He'll get 2 free throws. Almost a 3-point chance for Griffin. Shot would not inch its way over the iron and go down through. 2 charity throws here for Griffin, Dosic. Anna down 4. A minute 20 gone in the third quarter. And the free throw lipped the rim. Anna not shooting free throws like it did during the regular season either.
3 of 6 at this point.
The Rockets only turned it over about 13 and a half times a game during the course of the regular season. Well, Dosic's much too heavy on that shot. It flared off the back iron, and here comes Montessori down 4. Little give and go. Brazil Moore into the paint area. A lot of congestion. He lost the ball. Here comes Anna's Leininger behind the back on the dribble. 2 quick turnovers, third quarter for Montessori. Long 3, left wing, Hillscamp no good. Offensive rebound, Leininger, short, but a foul. Isaac going to work in the glass. 2 more free throws for Anna, which is down 4, 38.
4 fouls now on Moore.
Which is down 4, 38-34. How many on Brazil?
4.
That's important. Montessori may have to test its bench sooner or later. Free throw, Leininger, got it. 38-35, Anna creeps within 3. Second shot, Isaac. Oh, it swirled around and came out. Rebound pinballed around, taken by Montessori. Outlet pass, 2-on-2, right down the floor, all the way to the rim with blazing speed. Goes Brazil Moore for an easy deuce. Boy, these guys can run like crazy and look so calm, cool, collected at the rim on the layups. Mark Bixler counters for Anna, drives, left-handed, no good. Rebound Dosic, short. Montessori's got it in backcourt. Here they come, up 5. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it is Terrence McClain. Far left wing for the 3-point shooter. It's gunned up there by Lyons, missed it badly. Weak side rebound, Dosic. Down the floor, Hulskamp. Hits the cutter beneath the rim. It's Elliott, no good. Stick back, Hulskamp, no good. It's on the iron, won't go down. Anna's got it again. Hulskamp baseline right, yes. 40-37, Montessori with 3. 5:19 to go, third quarter. Down the left side of the floor, Clark Montessori, a little mix-up. Poor pass, Brazil Moore. Tried to hit Sean Ely, didn't connect. And what 3 turnovers, Montessori, in the first 3 minutes, third quarter. Here's Hillscamp over the timeline for Anna. Gets a high screen from Carter Elliott. The ball is tipped away. He's got to go get it. Now to Bixler, tipped away from him. He's got to go get it. Bixler 30 feet out. Fakes right, goes left. Scoots into the lane. Forces one up. It rimmed out. Rebound, tipped around. It rolls to midcourt. Montessori's got it. Two on one. Driving layup, rolls off the rim. Leininger's got the board. Here's Anna. Cherry picking. Bixler, low in the right. Up and in. 40-39, Montessori by one. And the fans behind us cheering on the Rockets as Tired and Green on the UD hardwood. 35 feet out, it's Lions on a weave. Right side of the floor, Ely. Straight away, Hawkins. Hawkins hasn't touched it much here in the second half. Well, he's a demon offensively, inside and out. There he goes, 30 feet away. Starts a drive. Hand off to Brazil Moore. Fadeaway 15-footer short. Rebound taken down by Juleskamp. He was spilled to the floor. Flipped it off to Leininger before the walking call. Here's Isaac down the left side. Anna with a possession for the lead. Dosa, great move. Baseline spins. Defensive foul against Clark Montessori. And the personals are racking up against the home team on the scoreboard. Team foul four on Clark. Anna with none. And that is a very significant victory. Very significant, easy for me to say. Very significant figure in this game at this point. The personal foul total. Four on Montessori, none on Anna. There's a question at the scorer's desk, and I'm not sure what it's about. So Anna is going to huddle up. The Clark Montessori coach confers with officials. Just beyond the halfway mark, third quarter. And not sure if the official score maybe posted a foul on the scoreboard overhead on the wrong Clark Montessori player. Not certain. We'll keep it right here momentarily. Anna behind by a point, 40-39. 3:51 left to go here in the third quarter. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding sponsor of ScorersBroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Its roots date all the way back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And the present site in Jackson Center was established in 1982. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Well, an official's timeout has been called. Just under four to play, third quarter, and a ball. Rockets down one on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Here is Anna on the inbounds play after the lengthy timeout. It's lobbed into Dosik. Dosik with a spin move right in front. He hits an 8-footer, and Anna's got the lead, 41-40. Here comes Montessori down the floor. Driving is Hawkins. A little post-up move. Fakes, ducks under, rimmed it. Rebound, Anna. Rockets up one, a chance to go up three or four. Bixler on the arc, 3:18 to go, third quarter. Here's Leininger. Fakes left, goes right. Pulls it back out on the play to Juleskamp. Juleskamp swings it left side of the floor. It is Elliott. Ball lobbed into Dosik, mid-post. Opposite to Leininger, who jacks up a three. Overshot it. Weak side rebound, Dosik. Muscles toward the rim. It is stripped, but a hacking foul on Montessori. And the personal fouls slowly but surely becoming an issue for Clark Montessori. Tough to play this physically, this long, this fast and not garner a big number of personal fouls. Free throw by Dosik. Yes, he's got it. Anna needs to catch fire at the stripe because there are five team fouls in Montessori. Anna's going to shoot a bunch more before this game is over. Dosik lights it up again. Anna's got a three-point lead, 43-40. Montessori without points now for 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Quickly down the floor, Brazil Moore. On the arc, it goes to Hawkins. Hawkins went to a knee, lost it, got it back. Fed it to Lyons. Lyons coughed it up. Anna jumps on the ball. Tie-up occurs. Arrow Green possession. Rocket fans behind us cheering. The Shelby County club on. Anna with an opportunity here now to make a move. Ahead by three, 43-40. Rockets were outplayed the first two quarters. Anna, though, has come out and outplayed Clark Montessori here in the third. Outside the arc, long jump shot. Elliott, 25-footer. No. Rebound volleyballed around. Dosik's got it right in front. Missed the 7-footer. A flop. A flop by Montessori. And Clark got the call. Offensive foul on Dosik, and that was phantom.
But I really like the way that Griffin Dosik has taken control here in the third quarter, taking advantage of his size.
That took away a field goal by Dosik because it looked like the contact was ever so slight. But the Montessori players sold it. Offensive foul, no points. Here's Montessori, forecourt left, down three, 43-40. Ely, baseline left, cut off. Anna doing a better job here in the third quarter, Matt, staying between Montessori players in the hoop. Here's Hawkins at the arc. Hits Brazil Moore in the lane. Oh, he might have charged. He did. He blasted his way into the paint and ran over a rocket. But the referee returns the favor. Charging call each way. 2 minutes, 2 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Anna by three. 43-40. Rockets have outscored Clark by seven here in the third quarter. After trailing by four at intermission, head coach Nate Barhorst marks out a play repeatedly. Uelskamp down the left side to Bixler. Dosik with a screen way out on the floor. And Bixler dribbles into the corner. Good defense. And a tennis shoe hit the stripe out of bounds. Turnover Anna. Clark's ball. Minute 51 remaining third quarter. 43-40 Anna. And we thought it would take 65 points to win this game, and that's about what we are on schedule for. Clark Montessori near midcourt. It's McLean, veers to the left, looks for the back cutter, can't find it, weaves to Hawkins. DeShante, right down the middle of the lane, over Uelskamp, up and in, a flyer, 7-footer on the go, motoring toward the basket. Montessori's got that shot down very well. The lead for Anna is one. Cameron Stewart back on the floor. Goes foul line. Deep left corner to Uelskamp. Baseline left, Dosik. Dosik spins, leaves it short on the rim, but he was tagged on the hand, and he's got two free throws. Boy, those are shots in close when you're fouled. You'd like to convert on. Now Dosik needs to earn two at the free throw stripe. I hear fans behind me, Matt, saying that Griffin Dosik is just about unstoppable here in this game. If the Rockets can get him the basketball in post-up position. First free throw is good. Second shot swished as well. A pair for Dosik at the stripe. Anna back up three. 45-42. And I would agree with the spectators. Once Griffin gets it within 8 or 10 feet, Montessori has to foul. He's going to score. Here's a hard drive to the basket by Faison. Faison pulls up outside the paint and banked in an 8-footer. He stopped on a dime and poured it through. Penetration by Montessori has been excellent. Anna with difficulty slowing down the opponent. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Anna by one, 45-44. Here's Cameron Stewart. Here's Dosik. Short corner, baseline right. Guarded by a shorter player. Here comes the double team. Hacking foul against Montessori. And the Clark bench does not like the call. They're saying, what for? It looked like, clearly, Dosik was handcuffed and fouled while going up to shoot. 8 fouls on Montessori. Anna's going to be in the double bonus most of the fourth quarter. Free throws, Griffin Dosick, and he bangs the first one home, 46-44. Anna in the lead but two. Second shot, Dosick, one bounce, it's on the way, looks good, and he rattles it through. Four in a row by Griffin. 37 seconds to go, third quarter. Anna back up three, 47-44. That was the score of the Versailles win over Reading in our previous webcast here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Far right wing with the ball. It's Ely with 21-20. Clock counting down. Let's see if Montessori's got the discipline to play for one. Here's a bounce pass right corner for Hawkins. And stepping in front is Leininger with a crafty steal. Up to Dosick. Dosick head of the key, 7-6. Dosick drives, shoots in the lane. It rimmed off, tip no good. Stewart follows, no good. Rebound to Montessori. Anna missed. 1, 2, 3 shots right before the buzzer. All were on the rim. Tough break for the Rockets, who have the lead, though, as we start the fourth. 47-44, Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Dive deep into Frisch's Big Boy. Explore seafood favorites every day, like our famous fish sandwich. Plunge into our hot seafood bar every Friday evening, including our limited-time seafood Alfredo. Crunch into a cod nugget basket. Savor popcorn shrimp, hush puppies, and more. All your seafood favorites, plus our new spicy tartar sauce, are here. Dive deep, only at Frisch's Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Huge audience listening to ScoresBroadcast.com for this 5 p.m. Sunday Division III District Championship tilt here at the UD Arena. Quite a contest, nip and tuck, three-point lead Anna, opening seconds, fourth quarter. Brazil Moore on the bounce to Hawkins, inside the arc, jumping, shooting, 18-footer, bullseye. Montessori pulls within one of Anna, 47-46. What a tilt this has been. Close encounter all the way. Montessori was up 6 at one point. Anna was up, I think, 7-2 early. Here is Stewart, deep in the left corner for Anna. On the arc to Leininger. He looks into the lane for Dosick, can't find him. Ball floated near side for Bixler. Fakes right, wants to go left. Now back to the right. Hand off to Dosick, 25 feet away. Long 25-footer, but Dosick air ball. Into the hands of Montessori. A minute gone in the fourth. And up one. Here's Hawkins. Baseline J in the air over Huelskamp. Misfired it strong. Rebound Dosick. Long pass down the floor, Bixler. Bixler catches below the rim, can't shoot. Circles back out, into the paint, spins, has it blocked, hacking foul. Clark Montessori bench is fit to be tied. Looked like it might have been clean. Bixler will get two with 6:45 to go in the fourth. Anna up a point, 47-46. Matt, we were talking during that break after the third quarter. It's going to boil down to free throws. Anna's going to shoot another dozen or 15 here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, this is the 19th foul on Clark, and they're shooting two here. Makes the first for Bixler. So that means they're going to be shooting two every time the rest of the way.
Yep, double bonus for Anna, the final 6:45. The free throw by Bixler is swished, all net. Excellent foul shooter is Bart. It's on the way. In again. Neither one touched the rim. Anna's warming up at the stripe at the right time. 80% foul shooting team is Anna in the fourth quarter all year long. Keep that in mind. Anna up three, 49-46. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Ely. Shake and bake move outside the arc. Wanted to drive. Gave it baseline left to Marlon Lyons. Marlon Lyons jukes and ducks under. Bodies flop. It's ruled a block against Anna. That's the right call. Anna defender was not set. Anna fans wanted a charge. But the officials are making that decision very consistently so far in this game. Here's Montessori lobbing into Lyons. Lyons against Nosek. Overshoots an 8-footer. Weak side rebound. Faison. Now Hawkins comes through and scores. Crashing the offensive glass. Clark Montessori cutting Anna's edge to one. 49-48. Here's Leininger. 20 feet away, high left. Now to Bixler. To Leininger. Outside the arc. Isaac dribbles. Goes to Bart. Deep left corner. They want to get the ball to Dosik if they can. I don't think Clark can stop him. Here's Bixler driving through the lane. Wanted to make the wraparound pass down low to Dosik, and it was walloped out of bounds by Clark Montessori. 5:55 to go, fourth quarter, and up one. Inbound to the heels camp to Dosik in the corner. It knocked away by Clark Montessori again. Boy, the quick hands of Anna's opposition, a sight to behold. Quickest team we've seen all year here on scoresbroadcast.com for sure. Ball inbound to Dosik. Dosik goes baseline right. A reverse layup. Missed it. No good. Rebound Anna. Short jump shot. Elliott got it. Oh, that was big. Elliott, Johnny on the spot.
How many near shots like that have went in and out for the Rockets tonight? Yeah. Probably six or seven?
Oh, yeah. Anna's had a half a dozen from close in that have hit every centimeter of the rim but have dived off the iron. Three-point lead, Anna again. Here's a baseline drive at Clark Montessori. Faison put it up. Dosik blocked it. 80-foot pass down the floor to Bixler. Bixler can't track it down. It goes out of bounds. Anna lost a chance there to go up by five. Turnover, although Anna's cut back on the miscues here in the second half. 5:18 to go, fourth quarter, and up three, 51-48. Here's Ely.
Yeah, they've just had four turnovers here in the second half after having 12 in the first.
Left side, Lyons, 25 feet away. It goes to Miles Faison. Faison dribbling, backs out near the UD logo, guarded by Leininger for Anna, which leads by three, under five to go in the game. Faison lobs to Lyons against Dosik, spin move. Gives it up on the arc to Ely. Long three-pointer, barely caught iron. Loose ball rebound. Hustle play by Leininger for Anna. Rockets have got it. Leininger on the bounce over the timeline. Left side pass, Bixler. Head coach Nate Barhorst gets a full timeout. Key possession coming up after this break. 4:39 to go, fourth quarter. Anna 51, Clark Montessori 48 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, here at the UD Arena, we have seen something in the last few seconds that we've never, ever seen before. The official seemed to signal play ball. The ball was handed to the Rockets out of bounds at side court. Clark Montessori was instructed to take the floor. They were slow getting out there. Anna was given the ball, threw it in. Dosik dumped it, but it's been disallowed. Anna back on the floor a second time. Dosik deep in the left corner. Anna up three. Four and a half to go, fourth quarter. Dosik skips it, cross-court, Hulskamp. Out back to Leininger. Sets, shoots the three ball. Good! Good! Isaac Leininger. Isaac Leininger.
We'll take the three instead.
Wow. Big hoop. And up six. Biggest lead of the night. 54-48. 4:10 to go, fourth quarter. straight away with the ball. It's Ely. Fakes right, goes left. Spin move against Dixler. Ely in the paint. Turn around shot. Short. Rebound Bixler. Long lead out to Elliott. 3-on-1 to Bixler. Fakes, ducks under. He's fouled. He's fouled. He'll get two. And a Rockets in the second half in terms of running the floor, Matt, giving Clark Montessori a big-time dose of its own medicine.
What a big three there on the last possession.
Yep, Isaac Leininger connected on the three with just over four to play to extend the lead to six. And Bart Bixler has just canned the free throw. 55-48 and in the lead of seven. Second shot by Bart. It is rolling out to the right. Faison's got the rebound. Here comes Montessori. 3:48 to go. Faison head of the key. Right side to Lyons. On the arc to Terrence McClain. Here's a line drive jumper. Right flank way short. Montessori not shooting it from outside very well. And his interior defense is choking off the opponent here in the second half. Dosik baseline left. Turns in the lane. Spins. Fall away. Hit the back iron. Rebound Bixler. Bixler. He's got it. Bixler with the 2 points. Little Bart Bixler went inside and got the rebound goal. 57-48. And of a nine. Baseline drive. Clark Montessori to the rim. Faison blocked. Stolen. Was that Leininger or Bixler? One of the two. Hjulskamp down the lane. All the way to the rack. Reverse layup. No. Rebound Leininger. Foul. Clark Montessori. And Clark Montessori is getting a timeout. It might be too late. It might be too late. And our Rockets are soaring. Up nine, shooting free throws with 2:59 left in the fourth. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Well, two different looking clubs here in the second half. Clark Montessori outplayed, out-hustled, and in the first two quarters, Rockets turned it over a dozen times, trailed by four at the end of two periods of play. But in the second half, Anna has outscored Clark Montessori by 13, now leading by 9, and the Rockets are making a parade to the free throw stripe. Leininger shooting 2, and he buries it. 58-48, Anna by 10, 2:59 to go in the fourth.
Yeah, the Cougars have scored only 12 points here in the second half.
Amazing. Anna has stopped the interior driving from Clark Montessori, forcing the opponent to shoot jump shots, and Clark doesn't want to do that. They don't do it very well. Second free throw, yes. Anna up 11. Here's Montessori resorting to shoot the three. A long one high right. It is pumped up there by Ely. No, it hit the rim, banged off the board. Rebound cleared by Dosik. Anna in business now. Wearing down Clark Montessori here in the second half. Here's Leininger 30 feet away. Anna up 11, 59-48. Leininger, Bixler near midcourt.
Looks like they're going to try to run some clock here.
Oh, yeah. Play keep away. Shoot free throws. Bixler down the left side. Baseline left. All the way to the rim. In trouble. Got bailed out. A foul climbing the ladder from behind. A defender for Clark Montessori, Deshante Hawkins. I'm not sure Bart could have made that shot, but Deshante bumped him on the top of the noggin, and Bart Bixler's got two free throws. The first is dead center. Anna didn't shoot him well the first two quarters, but like the Rockets have done all year long, second half, fourth quarter free throw shooting specifically on the mark. Bixler flips in two here. He buries a pair, and the lead for Anna has ballooned to 13. 61-48, 2:13 to go, fourth quarter. Here's a long three-pointer, right corner. It is good. Beautiful bomb by Deshante Hawkins. That got all cored. Very few field goals for Clark Montessori here in the second half. Oh, what a lob. Right corner, Elliott into the lane, threw it for Dosik. Went up, caught it, and tossed it in one motion. Clark Montessori countering. Here's a quick three. It is good by Ely. Ely and Hawkins back-to-back threes around the two-pointer, but Dosik and up 9, 63-54. Here's Huelskamp driving down the floor, feeds Elliott, spinning layup. It rattled out, no good. Rebound, Clark Montessori, foul Anna. Another point-blanker missed by the Rockets. Boy, that would have sealed it. Would have taken it back up to 11 with 93 seconds to go.
Probably ever been a 10-11 here this game.
I bet. 9-point lead. Last two trips down, Montessori's made threes. Here's another one. Hawkins, good! Three straight triples. Montessori within six. 63-57. Here's Huelskamp racing up the floor, being trailed by Hawkins, and he hooks him from behind.
This is a team coming in shooting, what, 29%?
29% behind the arc, and all of a sudden, it's do or die for Clark Montessori. They've hoisted up three straight triples the last three times down the floor. They've all been perfect. None has touched the rim. Free throws, Huelskamp, Anna, he hits it. 64-57, Anna, but 7 points. A minute 19 to go, fourth quarter.
This will be Anna's 20th free throw attempt in the second half.
Oh, we were predicting an onslaught of foul shots for Anna. We could tell early third quarter the way the fouls were mounting up on Montessori. The second shot by Huelskamp is right spot on as well. The lead is 8 for Anna, 1:19 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Well, if the Rockets can hang on, it's going to be a very hard-earned victory. Here comes Clark Montessori down the floor. 70 seconds to go in the game. Here's a loose ball at the top of the circle, almost coughed up by Ely. Ely to the foul line, around Bixler, missed the 15-footer. Rebounded by Dosik. Outlet pass down the floor to Bart. Bart circles, middle of the floor, caught from behind. Foul, Montessori, 102 to go. Anna up 8, 65-57. Fourth quarter free throw shooting, excellent for the Rockets. Splendid here in the second half. Bixler aims, way short though here.
Now 9 of 11. And 19 of 26 for the game.
8-point lead, Anna. You make a few free throws. Deny the three-point shot, don't turn it over, and you win. Second shot, got it. 66-57, Anna by 9. 60 seconds to go in the fourth. Clark Montessori's Hawkins, top of the circle, foul line, down the lane, running one-hander, good. Anna's lead 7, 56 to go. Rockets in backcourt, pitch and catch, Hulskamp and Leininger, and Leininger is absolutely flattened. And he will get 2, double bonus time for him. 47.6 remaining, 66-59, Anna by 7. With a win, Anna advances to play Dayton Stivers in a mild upset. The Tigers beat Deer Park 76-62 in the 3 p.m. game here today. Anna would come back at 8 next Wednesday. Regional semifinal, Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. First game, Pitts Versailles, which in our webcast earlier today defeated Reading 47-44. Great performance for the Tigers. And Versailles will play the winner of the final game here, National Trail, Purcell Marion, which is favored. Both free throws no good by Leininger. Here's Hawkins down the floor for the Clark Montessori Club. He's off balance in the lane. He's spotted, nearly fouled, no call, missed the shot. Anna speared the rebound. Montessori bench is ticked off, and Anna will shoot 2 free throws. Dosick at the line. 34.4 to go in the game. Rockets dodged a bullet there because points for Montessori would have whittled it to 5. Now Dosick with an opportunity to extend it back out to 9. He shoots it up and in at the free throw line to make it 67-59. 34.4 to go. Dosick once more. In and out. Rebound popped up in the air by Leininger. Gathered, though, by Ely of Montessori. Down the floor against Bixler. Starts a drive. Jab step. Pulls back. High arching 3. Short. Rebound sprayed off the iron to Hulskamp. Foul Montessori. And that's going to do it. The Anna Rockets, with 22 seconds left, shoot 2 free throws, leading Clark Montessori 67-59. The Rockets fans, attired in green all around the UD Arena, are on their feet applauding. Anna's depth, Matt, in the end, has been a factor. Anna's not extremely deep, but they do go 8 or 9. That's deep enough. Clark Montessori prefers to play 5, maybe no more than 6, and fouls really hurt the chances for Anna's opponent here in this game tonight. 1 of 2 free throws good for Anna. The lead is 9. Here's Ely down the floor, center line, top of the circle, driving all the way to the rim. A lot of congestion, missed it. Rebound, Anna. 10, 9 is going to do it. Clark Montessori is trying to foul intentionally. The referee doesn't call it. The last seconds are gone. Over. Anna victorious. District title. 68-59. Anna's first district championship in several years. I researched it at one point 2 or 3 days ago. We'll catch up on that factoid when we get an opportunity. Anna by 9 over Clark Montessori was not easy. Rockets outscored the opponent by 13 in the second half after trailing by 4 at intermission. Big win by the Rockets from the Shelby County Athletic League. And here on scorersbroadcast.com, we'll have 2 games for you on Wednesday night. Versailles in game 1, 5:30 tip, webcast time 5:15. Anna in game 2 against Dayton Stivers, 8 o'clock tip, webcast time at 7:45 on Wednesday evening. On Tuesday night, boys Division 4 regional semis, Jackson Center, Fort Loramie game 1, tip off 5:30, webcast time 5:10, and Springfield Catholic Central versus St. Henry in the second game of the double bill, tip off at 8, webcast time at 7:45 on Tuesday night. Oh, what a victory for the Anna Rockets, 68-59. And it was a tough one. Anna had to pull out the stops. Rockets were sucking air in the last couple minutes of this game, but got to the free throw line often and made a high percentage down the stretch to pull away to win this contest by 9 points. much, much better defense by Anna over the last two quarters. Maybe we'll get a chance to chat with head coach Nate Barhorst to find out what adjustments were made at the intermission break. Anna kept the Clark Montessori offensive players in front of them on defense most of the second half, and that was a good thing. 2009-2010 season, March of that year, when the Anna Rockets went to the state semifinals, I believe, right, Matt?
No, they actually lost in the regional semifinals to Columbus Regional.
Yeah, I do remember that game. I think it was played at Kettering Fairmont Trent
yes.
Arena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that contest. In fact, that was an odd night when, lo and behold, our laptop computer died. Jeff Bray and I could not complete that webcast. Anna did not play well, lost sizably. But they
60-52.
60-52 by 8, that was the final margin. It was closer than I recalled. What was the district championship win?
That year they beat Greenview.
You're correct. Beat Jamestown Greenview in the district here at the UD. Did Anna back in the 09-10 season. So it's been 9 years. Anna's first district championship in boys' hoops in 9 seasons. Job well done. Kudos to the Rockets. Congratulations for the green and white. Anna triumphant 68-59 over Clark Montessori. We'll take a break here for a couple minutes, then return with the award ceremony. And I think Andy Bixler, superintendent of Anna Schools, father of Anna player Bart, will be the Southwest District rep who might present the hardware and the district championship trophy. Back in a couple minutes, Anna 68, Clark Montessori 59. It's a final on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Up as we return to the UD Arena, we take a look at the stat sheet. Some impressive numbers turned in by the Rockets, who are being presented with district championship hardware. Anna triumphant 68-59 over Clark Montessori. The two numbers that jump out at me right away, Matt, are rebounds, 44-23. Anna outboarded them by 21. Griffin Dosick, a demon on the defensive glass, with 10, 13 rebounds for Griffin in all.
and that resulted in a 13-3 edge there in second chance points. And the final margin is 9. And Anna did a much better job there in the second half. Points off of turnovers ended up only being 10-1 in favor of Clark Montessori. It was 8-0 at the half, so that means Clark Montessori only got 2 points off of turnovers in the second half. Anna finished with 15 turnovers. 12 of those were in the first half, so they only had 3 in the second half.
Yep, there it is. Round of applause, a big one. Anna Rockets Superintendent Anna Schools, Bart Bixler, representative from the Southwest District Athletic Board and a member of the OHSAA Board, is out at midcourt saluting the Anna Rockets, talking about the season. Sectional title, now district championship, on to the regional semis on Wednesday. Anna now with a mark of 24-2 on the year, a sensational season. Victorious by 9 here today over Clark Montessori. Oh, and a couple of the Rocket seniors. Griffin Dosick, number one. Boy, he has just stuck that championship trophy way up in the air at the top of the circle down to her right. Dosick, a senior. He's joined McCarter Elliott, the two seniors on this entire roster. And now it's photo op time as the Anna Rockets line up facing the Anna cheering section. Anna looking to the south side of the UD Arena. Head coach Nate Barhorst flashing a big smile down to the right. In fact, the entire Rocket group with beaming smiles for the photographers. Anna on to the regional semis, and we're going to make sure we get at least 30 seconds or a minute with head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna. In fact, I will see if I can secure him right now, Matt. I'll see if I can get him before it gets down to the end and he trims that last little bit of nylon off the rim. If I can get him now, I won't interrupt what he's got to do at the very end. Let's take a minute or two break. I'll try to catch Nate, although he's down to a right at this point in time, holding the ladder, which is crucial. He's making sure that none of the Rockets get shaken up because they got more basketball to play. He's securing the ladder for each Anna player as they go airborne up the...
Well, why don't I go over the stats and name Mike Clancy's players of the game while you take care of that?
Okay. I'll see if I can check with Nate, get him over here maybe 2-3 minutes.
Okay. And in the meantime, we'll go over the final stats for today's game. For the Anna Rockets, they shot 22 of 48 from the field for 46%. 2 of 11 from three-point range, only 18%. But the difference came at the foul line as they were 22 of 33 for 66%, including 19 of 28 in the second half. Again, we said the Anna finished with a 44-23 edge in rebounds, 13-4 on the offensive end. Anna with 15 turnovers, but just 3 in the second half. Leading the way scoring-wise for the Rockets was Bart Bixler, who had 23 points. Griffin Dosek, who will be our Clancy's player of the game, finished with a double-double of 21 points and 13 rebounds. Dosek could probably have closer to 25 or 27 points as he had about 2 or 3 shots that rimmed out, especially in the second half. But he finished with 21 points and 13 rebounds for Anna. Isaac Leininger added 6 points and 11 rebounds. Leininger with a big 3-pointer in the fourth quarter to help the Rockets build a lead. Carter Elliott rounded out the scoring for Anna with 6 points. For Clark Montessori, who finishes the year at 16-9, I'd like to see the 8 teams that Clark Montessori lost to this year. They were a very fine team and gave Anna all they wanted until the Rockets finally pulled away here in the fourth quarter. DeShante Hawkins leading the way as he led all scorers with 29 points, including 12 in the fourth quarter and a pair of 3-pointers. Clark Montessori was 26 of 61 from the field for 43%, 4 of 12 from behind the arc, 33%, but just 3 of 4 at the line for 75%. Along with Hawkins 29, Ely had 12 points, Brazil Moore with 6 points, Faison with 8, Lions with 4 for their total of 59 points. They had 23 rebounds and 8 turnovers. Again, Anna led 40-34 in points in the paint and 13-3 in second chance points. They had the speed to match Clark Montessori for most of the game, but I think eventually in the end, the size, Anna's size, and holding them to one shot and out, that in the third and fourth quarters proved to be the difference.
Yeah, well, Griffin Dosik, Matt, was a beast. He was a beast in this game. He has been all year. He stayed on the floor, out of foul trouble, logged a lot of minutes. How many minutes did Griffin perform? Probably, what, 28, 29?
Actually, 31. He played almost the entire game, missing out on a few seconds.
He is going to have a repeat show like that against Dayton Stivers, which is big and deep, on Wednesday night. Need a super game from Griffin again. He's the Shelby County Athletic League Player of the Year on the boys' side. First team All-League, first team Southwest District as well. D3, the southwestern part of Ohio, Griffin Dosik. And he's one of two seniors. He and Carter Elliott will have to bang around with Stivers' height down on the block in that game on Wednesday. And not accrue a lot of fouls early. And they'll both need to log 30, 31 minutes in that game. And it should be outstanding. In fact, this game against Clark Montessori, pretty good prep for Anna in advance of that Stivers contest on Wednesday night at 8 at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena.
I'd still like to know the 8 teams that beat Clark Montessori. That was a fine team out there. They're very quick, good shooters inside. They struggled a little bit on the outside, but they still ended up with 4 three-pointers.
Yep.
They were a fine team.
And one handicap that they might have did show up eventually in this game. Fouls, lack of depth. Their 5 starters are their point getters. No one off the bench produces more than a point a game. And in a game like this, so fast and physical, with whistles being tooted left and right the entire 32 minutes, eventually you are going to, suffer as a result of attrition. And that's what happened to Clark Montessori, and Anna will win that battle against most teams.
I think they started to wear down there that little bit that third quarter, and that's when Anna started to take control.
No question. Anna was able to gas back up, so to speak, get refueled. The tank was slowly draining for Clark Montessori as that second half wore on. They did get 3 three-pointers to go in, down inside the 2.5 minutes.
Right. They had 3 straight three-pointers there in the fourth quarter.
Showed a little bit of life at that point. But Anna, as they've done all year, shot free throws extremely well late. Only 22 of 33 for the game. That's below Anna's far better than 70% mark on the year. I think it's about 73.5 or so. Shot only 67% tonight. But it was not that good in the first half of this game. Over the second half, it was far better than 70%. That's more like Anna at the free throw stripe. Well, we have talked to head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna. He is still serving as the official
ladder holder.
Ladder holder. You took the words right from my mouth. He will be over shortly. I do want to ask him about halftime adjustments, because it was a different looking Anna team third quarter. Different approach defensively, slightly different offensively. And those modifications, I thought, helped turn the game around.
Yeah, holding Clark Montessori to 8 points after they scored 36 in the first half, 20 in the second quarter. They definitely a great job making adjustments.
And held them to 8 points in what period?
The third quarter.
Third quarter. Yeah, that 8 minutes for Clark Montessori.
Yeah, 8 points in the third quarter, 23 in the second half total.
Yeah, that third stanza really doomed him. Anna's defense came out, played well, kept the drivers for Montessori away from the basket. Anna stuck bodies in the driving lanes, didn't allow Montessori to penetrate. Clark had to resort to jump shooting. That's not their forte. It was a track meet first half. Montessori shot a whole bunch of easy ones. Thankfully, Anna was only down four at intermission. Could have been worse given the 12 turnovers that Anna had accrued after two periods. But the Rockets win it, going away. Final tally, what, 67-58?
68-59.
68-59. I knew I was in the ballpark. We may get head coach Nate Barhorst in a matter of seconds. Let's do a commercial break. Who knows, the print media may attempt to corral him shortly. We've got the City Daily News getting a group photo down to our right. We're going to have to break away momentarily. We've got Nate Barhorst coming up shortly. That is for certain. Two wins today for Upper Miami Valley teams. Versailles 47, Reading 44, Anna 68, Clark Montessori 59. Two big triumphs for Upper Miami Valley clubs, which both play hoops in our purview of scoresbroadcast.com. And we've got doubleheaders here on Scores Broadcast next Tuesday and Wednesday night. Tuesday from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, Boys Division 4. Wednesday from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, Boys Division 3. Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Game 1 on Tuesday at 5:30, followed by St. Henry and Springfield Catholic Central. And then on Wednesday night, it's Versailles against more than likely Cincinnati Purcell Marion, which plays National Trail in the final game here at the UD Arena tonight. Game 2 on Wednesday will pit Anna against Dayton Stivers. Dayton Stivers, by the way, a team that did lose once during the regular campaign to Cincinnati Christian, which was beaten by Fort Loramie in a Friday night Boys Division IV district title game. Here comes Nate Barhorst over here. I think Bryant Billing may connect with him first. We'll talk with Nate for 1 minute. Good photography work by John Hemp. Outstanding. Here comes Nate Barhorst. You coming back in 1 minute, or can we get you for 1 minute right now? 1 minute right now. Here's Nate Barhorst.
What's up, Matt?
Nate, outstanding coaching job by you and your staff. Your players responded. Adjustments at the intermission break. You gave up a number of fast break points, points off live ball turnovers in the first two quarters. Held Montessori to one basket, one fast break basket the entire second half. What changes were made at intermission by you and the staff and your players?
Well, to tell you the truth, I thought we had that on the scouting report to begin with, but they did. They got a lot of transition buckets in the first half, and you know, kind of got after them about that. We switched Bart and Riley. Bart's been sick all week with the flu, and you know, his energy level just wasn't quite where we thought it would be, but he was still solid for us.
He was ill because he gutted it out.
He did. He was a trooper.
Whew.
And so
a warrior.
Yes, he was. And we had to make that little switch. But those two are just gutsy defenders, and Riley did a heck of a job on that 34. I got to tip my hat to 34. He was an incredible player.
DeShonte Hawkins. Griffin Dosick, a beast again.
Yes, he was. And that was the other part that we talked about halftime, was we got to feed him. And we got to consistently feed him until they stop him. And they had no answer. And you know, you got to go to him until the well runs dry, and it never did tonight.
So. Your bench helped you, gave you key minutes. Their bench, other side of the floor, lean. You had an advantage there. You made it pay off over the final two quarters.
Yeah, I thought that was a big key. I thought we kind of warmed down. Isaac Leiner hit that big, big three to put us up. I think it was six. And that just seemed like it was a big-time moment in the game. And then, you know, he had 11 rebounds. For a guard to have 11 rebounds is an incredible feat. And, you know, it was an overall team effort, you know. And our kids know that, hey, one night it might be this kid, and next night it's another kid. So to see, you know, Isaac step up in key situations, Cam Stewart stepped up in key situations, you know, we had it from all the way around.
Leininger had 6 points. That three-pointer was huge. as you noted, and you got to the foul line often and hit a high percentage over the last two quarters, like you've done all year, especially in the fourth. You wound up 22 for 33, but you're only 50% or so first half.
First half, you
sharpened that up the last two quarters, and that was the difference.
When you go late in the game against a team that's going to foul you late in the game, we got to have guys step up, and I thought guys like Griffin and Riley and Bart, both, all three of them did a great job of doing that.
Nate Barhorst, get on with your business. In addition to superb coaching tonight, great ladder holding.
That's one thing I wanted to try out tonight, and I thought I did a pretty good job.
Hey, congrats again. Nate Barhorst, district championship, Anna Rockets, first district title in 9 years. Yep, first district championship in 9 years. Nate just confirmed that. He was aware of it. He's tickled to death. Anna fans are too. Resounding triumph for Anna, 68-59 over Clark Montessori. Glad we got a few words in from Nate. Man, is he elated. His team responded, didn't realize Riley Yulskamp ill all week and was low on energy at game time. He gutted things out and performed admirably, scored 12. It was Leininger with that big three-pointer with about, 4 minutes left in the game or so, Matt?
Like that.
To inch Anna out to a six-point lead from a three-point advantage because it had been going back and forth, 3-1, 4-2, Montessori staying within a possession there for about 2.5 to 3.5 minutes. It stayed tight, and then finally Anna cashed in on a possession with an opportunity to stretch it out from 3 to 5 or 6. Leininger sized up a three ball. We were looking right over his shoulder from here at side court, and we could see when it left his hand, it looked awful good. He was given a lot of space. Montessori dared him to shoot, and Isaac took advantage, and he drilled a bomb. That staked Anna to a six-point lead with about 3.5 or so to go, and that gave Anna the working margin the Rockets needed to stretch this thing out to a 9-point advantage at the game's close.
Yeah, like you said, that this will be their first regional appearance since 2010.
Yep.
That was the last of the 3-year run that the Rockets had. They went to the state semis in 2008 and to the regional semifinals in 2009, and were in the regional semis in 2010.
Yeah, I remember that state semifinal against Ottawa Glandorf. Anna played extremely well, came up short. Maybe the Rockets can get back to the shot again. They've got a shot, no pun intended. Anna's next game will be on Wednesday night against Dayton Stivers. Mild upset. Stivers beat Deer Park, last year's state champs in Boys Division III. Deer Park beat Purcell Marion in the regional championship game a year ago. Purcell had beaten Anna in the district title game a week earlier, a year ago. Anna will face Dayton Stivers, which knocks out Deer Park. That's the 8 o'clock game next Wednesday, preceded by Versailles against the Purcell Marion National Trail winner at 5:30 at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena next Wednesday. A lot of fun here today at two big winners here on ScorersBroadcast.com from the Upper Miami Valley. So we're able to present double headers for our listeners on Tuesday and Wednesday night. I think the first time in 13 years of ScorersBroadcast.com's existence, we've had that opportunity. Twin Bills both in boys D3 and D4 at the regional site, Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena.
If it's anything like the games that we've had this week, be very exciting.
Oh, sure will. Chuck, welcome back on Tuesday. He's vacationing down in Florida. His son was married last night. Chuck McBee, barring an airplane delay of some kind, will be here at Kettering on Tuesday evening. Thanks to Ron Mooney, our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer. And thanks to Matt Zerker alongside Scores, Stats Color On-Site Engineering right here at Courtside at UD. This is Jack Kramer saying good night from the University of Dayton Arena. Versailles has beaten Reading 47-44 to take one district championship. And Anna has downed Clark Montessori 68-59 to take another. Good evening, everyone, from scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.